Construction began recently here in Chattanooga on the Ed Johnson Memorial at the Walnut Street Bridge. In 1906, Johnson, a 24-year-old African-American man, was lynched on that bridge. Work on the memorial now takes place in the aftermath of the killing of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis, and protests here in Chattanooga and across the country against police brutality. Mary Ann Martin is coordinator for the Ed Johnson Project. Jerome Meadows of Savannah, Georgia, is the artist and sculptor behind the memorial's design.
Mary Ann, Jerome, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us where we stand now with moving forward on the Ed Johnson Memorial.
We're really excited to be at this point. A couple weeks ago, City Council signed contracts to approve the bids and the contracts to move forward on the memorial. It will be built in conjunction with the Walnut Plaza there in that same area. So we're really excited to be at this stage, and they broke ground on the memorial site. If people are walking past that site right now, it's going to look very different than it did a week ago. So we're really excited about that and moving forward throughout the summer and the fall to complete the project.
You have secured the funding that you need to pay for those contracts.
Yes, we are really grateful to the community and all our donors for providing just really unexpected and wonderful support to this project and fully funding it before we even broke ground. So we are really excited about that. Of course, with any construction project, it's always kind of fingers crossed when they start putting those shovels in the dirt. And especially with that area of Chattanooga, as everyone knows, it's right on a steep bank right there by the river and the bridge is there. So we're certainly crossing our fingers on construction costs. But as of this point, we are fully funded to complete the memorial, yes.
This work is taking place while we're all still very much living with COVID-19.
Yes, that is certainly the case. And with construction, that should not be a huge problem. Most construction crews have been able to adapt and move forward with construction. But as we think of even though bringing the community together for a groundbreaking or anything like that, we have to recognize where we are. So we're looking at possibly doing a virtual groundbreaking event, or as we talk about the dedication, you know, everything is always put in parentheses around the COVID-19 regulations and what we might need to do around that.
We're looking at a dedication early next year?
Completion is slated for February of 2021 with, yes, a dedication hoping to be on the memorial of the anniversary of Ed Johnson's lynching, which is March the 19th.
And Jerome, how did you become involved in this project?
Well, through the usual sources, venues that I utilize to find out about various public art projects that are happening throughout the country, throughout the world, actually. So I saw a call for entry for this particular project, and of course, it really struck my interest. I've done other projects that deal with revealing aspects of African-American culture that have been overlooked. And so this was something that I was very interested in. And so I sent in my initial materials and was delighted to be shortlisted. There were three teams. I put together a team based on local resources and local strengths and came up with a proposal that won the commission.
Talk to us a little bit about the design itself and the many, many things you brought to the table in that design. So when people do visit this memorial, it tells the story not only of Ed Johnson, it tells the story of Chattanooga at that time, and it says something about how Chattanooga sees itself today and going forward.
But at the heart of it is the fact that, again, this is an aspect of African-American culture and history, in this case, that had been overlooked and buried for now 114 years. Yet another African-American male falsely accused and basically murdered. But then the more I learned about the story in terms of Ed Johnson's life and the unprecedented occurrences that took place by way of his two lawyers coming forth and doing all that they could to defend him, in light of the fact that that same mob mentality that murdered Ed Johnson was something that they put themselves at risk of facing that wrath as well. So in terms of superheroes, these two individuals are classic models for actual superheroes. But the reason for bringing all of this information forward is, first and foremost, to reveal a historical occurrence, but also in terms of race relations and the fact that America is still grappling with this, as we see now in our current environment. The idea was to create a place where people could gather, people of all races, all ages, all backgrounds, and consider the story as a springboard for how do we deal with getting beyond these tragedies. Remembrance, reconciliation, unity. And so the circle seemed to be a proper facial context in which to undertake that objective. And the three figures of Ed Johnson and Noah Pardon and Stiles Hutchins stand in the center of that. They are the heart of the memorial. We have story walls, which will convey various aspects of the story. Obviously, there's more to the story than we could put forth in these four story walls. But salient points that people who are visiting the site should be made aware of. And then ideally, people are then there to approach one another around the subject and have that conversation, which is so sorely needed.
What were some of your inspirations in drafting this design? There have been many other projects like this that have been brought to fruition. You may have been involved on some of those. Tell me more about what was sort of your creative compass in this.
Besides from the symbolic purpose of the circle itself, the utilization of human figures, in this case cast in bronze for durability and just the nobility of the bronze material, but that these figures, unlike a lot of the statues, particularly Confederate statues and such that we have up on high on pedestals, they're removed. These three figures are on ground level, with the idea that you will be able to approach them as human beings, even though they're heroic, and interact with them in a more intimate manner. I like working with the figure, but then there are additional three more abstracted forms that occupy the portion of the slope leading down to the river. And those figures are, if you can imagine, there's a network of branches. They stand about 9 feet tall, and in the center of that network is a negative outline of a human figure. And those three figures, it just seemed that if we're, to the extent that we're acknowledging Ed Johnson's murder by lynching, that we should acknowledge and also pay honor to the other three individuals who were lynched in Chattanooga around that same time. In fact, Alfred Blunt was lynched on the same bridge 13 years prior to Ed Johnson. Design-wise, and as a sculptor in the public context, I like to present symbols and images that have a direct connection with the average person. Representational figures, life-size figures can accomplish that. But I also like to present elements that are a bit more, I don't know if challenging would be the word, or inspiring in terms of other aspects, other ways in which creativity and sculptural forms can engage and inspire the viewer.
You talked about symbolism. There's a symbolism in moving forward with building this memorial at a time where, yet again, grappling with race, the legacy of race, issues such as police brutality are front and center yet again. You mentioned a little while ago the Confederate monuments. There's a symbolism to building the Ed Johnson Memorial now in 2020 going into 2021 as we're grappling with all of these things yet again.
Very well put. I'd like to hear Mary Ann's thoughts on that. Yeah, very well put.
Jerome, you're going to have to go after me, though, because I want to hear your response on this as well, because you have so much insight on this.
Okay.
I think it is a moment in which Chattanooga finds itself, and I know those of us working on this hope that it can become a symbol for what Chattanooga wants to be in this very difficult time. It's certainly something that we talk about as a committee and trying to think about how we can take this memorial and have it serve in the community as a symbol of something better and to learn from this history, because sometimes it does seem, you know, 114 years later, we still have Black men being killed by those in power. It's a slightly different structure than how Ed Johnson was killed, but when you boil it down to the fact that it is still a Black person being killed by the people who are in power, I think it's just a call for the entire community to take a really hard look at who we are and what we want to be and how we can make this a story that does not keep on repeating itself in all of our communities.
There's certainly a lot to be said on this, but it just seems to me that we reinforce the understanding of why and how to say no to something by having a forceful way of saying yes. And to the extent that we're saying no to glorifying the heroes, the symbols of oppression and racism, yeah, what's going on politically in terms of rallies and things of that nature is forceful. But there's a reason why these monuments were created in terms of the power that they hold by way of impacting and impressing and affecting a community. And so conversely, yeah, tearing them down or not, we need to be about creating those monuments that speak to those positive aspects, those stories that have been overlooked. Again, and the Ed Johnson Memorial is a classic example of this. And to whatever extent it's coincidence or divine intervention or Ed Johnson himself, the timing of this is just profoundly important.
And where can people go online to find out more about the memorial and to follow the progress and all the rest?
Our website is edjohnsonproject.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Go on Facebook and search for Ed Johnson Project and our page should pop up. We will be providing updates, particularly on the Facebook page about that. If you want to shoot us an email, we can add you to our email list. We send out regular email updates as well. That email is edjohnsonproject@gmail.com. But also, we are going to be making some announcements in the community as we move forward about the dedication and events surrounding that. We are having conversations with various foundations and groups in Chattanooga. We want this to be something powerful. We're looking at a series of events leading up to the actual dedication and possibly afterwards. So a lot of exciting things surrounding that and the larger, as we talked about, the larger context of what's going on in the world in Chattanooga. We want this memorial and this dedication that, well, it's something that speaks to us in the present day and to our community. So that's how we're trying to frame as we plan these events.
All right. Marianne, Jerome, thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.